Velo omer mi di osir. The gabi eruv iba diburei havi osir mishum hachana b'shtikusanam havi osir. By the eruv, same thing. If you can't do it and say and designate the eruv, then it won't help even just to do it without saying anything. The Gemara says no. Velohi. The Bryce is no kashan rabba. Rabba still stands with what he said. Velohi shmiyale, he heard the Bryce of Aloha Rabbein. Still, he didn't have charata from what he said, that it's mutter to put the Eruv, as long as you don't say anything. Hasa mucha milsa. Hachalav mucha milsa. Over there, it's clear why he's doing it. He's going there to the end of his field. What is he doing there on Shabbos? There's nothing to do except to be prepared for Moshe Shabbos. Mashenkin, over here, there's other reasons why a person goes to the end of the tchum. Right, Rashi. Why? Itzur merabonin hu amri shmaisa mashkachas. Right? Maybe he got lost in learning. He was just wandering around. No, there's no hochacha of why he's there. The Am Ha'aretzu, Amri Chamra Irchasle. And if he's an Am Ha'aretz, maybe he lost his donkey. And he went to bring it back. Right? And that which is mutter on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rashi. Mucha Milsa, de my boy Visodeu, in Lo Leida Mahitricha. What are you doing in your field? Right? You can't do anything in the field on Shabbos. What are you doing there? Must be that you're there because you want to prepare yourself to take care of it immediately Moshe Shabbos. So what's it called? Leida mahitricha. Rachmana omre mim tzochev tzecha. Vechein bepesach ha-medina. Avachutz le'ir ad ha-tchum lo milcha milsa dolar hachana. Omre vashi deka nami masnisen. Within your tchum, at the other shenu machshich alav, v'notlo u'balo b'sheni, machshich alav y'ochlo. Mash is called by the same pass. Same one you took, this day you bring and you eat. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold doesn't have to be. Dil Mahasim Eitzah Tova Kamashim. Told you good Eitzah, you didn't have to worry about getting another pass, right? Told you an Eitzah Tova what to do. But it's not that it has to be like that. Rashi. Ira Vapasperi, Shom Venochali Ruva Me'ari Baragla Vesheni. If you were Ma'ariv with a pass the first day and it got eaten up, so you're still allowed to make an Eruv for the second day as long as you go yourself there. So you don't have to say anything. Shem Marv Mitzchilov Pas Miyanta L'Shamas Mishum Hachana. The Korali Hashta Shem Eruv, because you have to designate it as an Eruv, that's Hachana. Dekanami Deva also Pas the Korali Hashem Esmo, the Hashta Koshosik. Avaloba Pas Acheris, the Boy Lemikri Shem Eruv Hashta. We can bring a Raya from the mission, it's talking about the same Pas that you designated yesterday is the same one you're bringing today. Rabbanan Abaye v'Rabba Barchanan dekometami le'el hachana de'Rabba. They ask, what kind of hachana is this? V'lo yalfi mehamas nisun de'deku kavose de'mashan pasacheres lo al mahachana. Right? They didn't learn from this Mishnah that with another pass it's hachana, and therefore there is such a thing as hachana. Amri loch dilma mas nisun it's a tova kamashvan. Hadiktani notlo balo shlo yova v'yatsit pito v'yitruch b'acheres. Especially in Yerushalayim, they could know when it was, but had to wait till the Edom came. So they used to make the first day Kodesh no matter what. When the 30th day of Elul came in, they made it Rosh Hashanah. They didn't do Malacha, right? But they didn't daven a Rosh Hashanah davening, Pashtus, right? They made it like a Yom Chol, it's also the Malacha. Just in case it's Rosh Hashanah, they didn't do anything that's awesome. Right, but they didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah yet that night. So at night of Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what they did. You'll see in the Beis HaMikdash, they treated it as chol until they ate and came. So, what's it called? They didn't know. Till the next day when Edom would come. Edom can't come at night. So the next day, if Edom came, then they knew that was Rosh Hashanah. And that's finished. The next day was nothing. If Edom didn't come, they knew that day wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Right? And they waited till the last minute if Edom came. They kept it Yontif just in case Edom would come. And if they didn't come, then it came out that the next day is Yontif. So they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day was Misafik and really wasn't Rosh Hashanah. And the second day was Rosh Hashanah Minat Torah. And from that day you started the first day of Tishrei. That's normal. One time, the Gemara says, the Edom didn't come till after Mincha. Usually they came early. And they knew right away. And by the time they brought the carbon tomichel ben arbayim, they knew it was Rosh Hashanah, and they said a special shear with the carbon for Rosh Hashanah. But one time the Edom didn't come till after Mincha. They saw the Edom weren't coming. They opposite. The first day was the one that was possibly the tomichel ben arbayim was the oraisa. Right? The Miri says there's a possibility in Eretz Yisrael also that the first day should be Doraisa and the second day Nidrabbanan. How is that? If the after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made his takana that you makabel the edus after mincha, it didn't go back to the way it was to begin with. In other words, if on the first day, in the normal case, Edim came after Mincha, you made it Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was nothing. Then they made a Takana not to be Mekabel Edim. So if Edim came after Mincha, they finished off that day with Kedusha, but the next day was Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah. When Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made his Takana, he didn't obliterate completely what was during the Takana. So if Edim came before Mincha, then that day was Rosh Hashanah, the next day was nothing. But if Edim came after Mincha, they were Mekabel then. And they made that day Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah. But they still kept the other day because of what it had been during the Takana. The next day was Rosh Hashanah. But the next day was Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah when they made the Takana. And now, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, they kept it the Rabbanan just to be similar to what it was had it been in the Zman of the Takana. That's the Meiri. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shoyori Shemet Tisabir, most Rishonim learn, it's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi said it's talking in Chutzlar, it's a very difficult Rashi. So Rosh Hashanah Shoyori Shemet Tisabir, you're afraid that maybe it's going to be, Elul's going to be Mu'ubar, and you don't know if today is Rosh Hashanah or tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, and you need to walk somewhere Chutzlar Tzeis Chol, like it eats a Be'ah that was Nolad and Yontif, and Chol. If today is Rosh Hashanah, but yesterday was Chol, so the egg was laid on Friday, not on Yom Tov, so I can eat it no matter what. But the Rabbanan didn't agree because they hold it's one kedusha, not as if it's two separate kedushas misafik. It's yumarichta, right? Like the Rabbanan made that takana that both days should be Rosh Hashanah mitambade, one day the Rabbanan, one day the Raisa. Rav Dosa ben Hurkanus Omer, ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yontif shel Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan, or anybody who's davens, says, ha'chlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu es yom rosh ha'chodesh hazeh, im hayom im lemocher. You say, ha'chlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, chazkeinu, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and you say whether it's today or tomorrow. So I'm not sure if it's really Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah, right? And ulamachar omer im hayom im emish. And the same thing you say the next day, whether it was today or yesterday. So you don't want to say a sheker in davening. So you have to say clearly, I'm not sure if it's Rosh Hashanah today, but if it is, chaskeinu v'amtseinu. The lo hodu lachon, the chon didn't agree for two reasons. One is you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. It's bekesalium chageinu, the day that Rosh Chodesh you don't mention. And also, you don't say such a thing, it's mezalzel and yontif. I'm not sure if today's yontif or tomorrow yontif, you daven, you say as if it's yontif. Rashi. Shemit Yisaber, begola kamay. An lo hodulo, who's the one who wasn't, and there, lechora, they kept 2 days like any yontif. It's chachamim. Omrav, Rav Yosihi. It's Rav Yosi. He's the one who's called chachamim shelo hodulo. Yitanya, modim chachamim, l'Rebbe Lezer, v'Rosh Hashanah, shehoye yori, Shemit Yisaber, me'ariv adam shnei erivin, ואומר עירובי בראשון למזרח ושני למערב, בראשון למערב ושני למזרח, עירובי בראשון ושני כבני עירי, עירובי בשני בראשון כבני עירי. רבי יוסי אוסר. So we have a braisa that says b'feirish, that even the chachamim who hold that Shabbos and Yontif are two kedushos, are one kedusha, agree with Rebbe Lezer that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are two kedushas. Shabbos and Yontif are both Vadei Kodesh. So if they come together, they're considered one Kedusha. And you can't make two separate Eruvin, Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, for both days. It's all one Kedusha. But they agree to Rebbe Lezer by Rosh Hashanah, that's not the case. By Rosh Hashanah, it's not that each day is Kodesh. It's only Kodesh with Misafik. We didn't know if the Edom were going to come or they're not going to come, so we kept the first day Kodesh. If they didn't come, then we kept the second day Kodesh. But it's only Al Safik, even in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, two separate Kedushas, you can make two separate Erevin, Erev Rosh Hashanah, one for the first day, one for the second day. Even the Rabbanan, who argue on Rebbe Lezer, here they agree with him, as opposed to where it's Shabbos and Yontif, and both are Vade Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi says it's also, that no, Rosh Hashanah is also one long Kedusha. Amar Lehem Rabbi Yossi, Iyatem Modim Shimbo, Eidim Min Amincho Lamala, Shinoagim Oso Ayom Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh. Lechora, I'll show you, it's one Kedusha. It's here for Yontif. Hasirosi misevel shichmo. Kedamrim per vaster so Rosh Hashanah. the bo edim acher tamid shel ben arba'im shekvar korid b'shir shel chol tiknu shiyu mekadshim achodesh macher u'miyom ha-machers monim kliyosov kedei lomar shir haroi liyantif. So they made a what's it called, a takana, that if the edim will come after tamid shel ben arba'im, so in order we should know what to do by the tamid shel ben arba'im, if the edim come before, we make it shel yantif. If the edim don't come by then we're going to make it shel chol, and we're not going to be kabbal the edim, and that way there'll be no problem. Mikomakum gomer yom shloshim gemar yom shloshim nogim kodesh ketchilaso. However, they finish off that day b'kedusha, even though they know for sure it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Shekach tiknu shu nogim also yom kodesh. Va'afilu gomer shel yom the afal pishiyodim sheyitchali umachar. Even though they know for sure the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And this day is nothing, because they're not going to become the Eid, and they still made a Kodesh, the end of the day. Ulamachar Kodesh. Farachok, if he bays a nogim, shnei yom tovim, labishum sofik niris levana biyom lavet, fahavi sheni chol, sofik biyom lavet aleph, fahavi rishon chol, kavdik, alamishum shema bo edim achar tomichol ben arbayim, the nog ubeisim shneyam Kodesh, kavdik, alamishneyam Kodesh, merely even in Chutzlorets, they didn't only keep it misofik. They kept it also because of that possibility that in Yerushalayim, the Eidim came after Mincha, and we know for sure the first day is what you call Chol, and still they made a Kodesh. So in Chutz Laaretz, they keep all the Sveikas that are possible. Maybe the Eidim didn't come, maybe they did come on either day, and what's it called, and even if they did come the first day, maybe they came after Mincha, and then we're keeping the first day Mitam Vaday, and the second day Mitam Vaday.